Tomorrow, April 12, 2011, is the day that Dayton and Wright-Patterson Air Force Base could land one of the NASA space shuttles that are being retired. Discovery, Endeavour, Atlantis, and Enterprise are up for grabs. On Sunday morning on WISO Weekend, we spoke with Tony Scalambrini, Executive Director of the National Aviation Heritage Alliance. He told us about the efforts of the Heritage Alliance and other organizations to bring the space shuttle Atlantis to Wright-Patt and Dayton's participation in the shuttle program.
We've been making the case through our elected officials as well as through the administration that this is a place that should land a shuttle, that Dayton, Ohio, being the home of the Wright brothers, and more importantly, a place where so much of the technology that went into building the shuttle was developed in the 50s and 60s. The thermal towel that goes on to the shuttle that protects it as it comes back in through the atmosphere for its final landings. The shape of the shuttle was something that was developed as a result of a program at the base called the Dinosaur, the X-20. This was the Air Force's vision for a reusable spacecraft that would allow the Air Force to launch people into space and then bring them back to Mother Earth. That same design is what went into the space shuttle that NASA's been using for the last 30 years.
Scalambrini says landing one of the space shuttles would have a big economic impact on the Miami Valley.
We estimate that the shuttle could lead to perhaps 700 new jobs in the region, both direct and indirect jobs, as well as about a $40 million impact. You know, the Air Force Museum estimates that they may see their attendance double from about 1.5 million people to 2.6, you know, to maybe even 3 million people per year. And I think that, just looking at the numbers in terms of people who know about the shuttle, we believe that that's very, very possible, and that's what will drive this economic impact.
Tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock at the National Museum of the United States Air Force, you can watch a live broadcast of NASA's commemoration of the 30th anniversary of the first space shuttle launch and the announcement of the location selected to receive the space shuttle orbiters.